Well, after a one-year hiatus, the South Carolina Commissioner's School for Agriculture makes its return. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And, you know, a lot of things took a year off, but glad to have the Commissioner's School for Agriculture come back around. This is an exciting time for a lot of young people.
Well, you're right about that, and you're right that, you know, all the things that we were unable to do during the lost year of 2020, not having the Commissioner's School was one that sort of hurt the most because it means so much to the young people who attend. And it's a labor of love, if you will, for our staff, Clemson's staff, College of Agriculture. So again, we're back this year on a hybrid model, just due to some restrictions for spending a full week. So I think this will work out nicely, half virtual and half finish up the week on campus. Again, with the same goal in mind, same purpose, but that school exists. So just taking a little different approach.
Who are these young people that are attending the Commissioner's School for Agriculture?
Well, they're rising juniors and seniors. Now, what we like to do, I mean, we get a lot of the young people from their farms. Okay. But I'm excited when someone who doesn't have a farm background comes to the school and this is their first exposure. They might come from Columbia, Charleston, the beach, who knows where. Some come from out of state. That young man came from New York City, I think, 10 years ago.
Wow.
And that's just, and actually ended up in a career in agriculture. So when we can expose what a career in agriculture might look like, by showing them these paths, it's just exciting to know that we're playing a part in laying the foundation for the next 10, 20 years of agriculture in South Carolina.
That is exciting. Now, they can choose from one of three emphases, right? Tell us about those.
It's a pretty specific application that we ask them to take, and that could be livestock animal health, plant science, or forestry and natural resources. So then we do a little deeper dive with those that pick each of those paths. So again, at the end of the week, they've had a pretty in-depth exposure to that, and hopefully influencing them to go on and choose an academic career at Clemson or some ag school where they can take it farther, and then you know, come back and be a part of the leadership of this industry. So again, it's a well-thought-out agenda. Our staff works hard, plans for it, and Clemson's School of Agriculture, their personnel work hard to make this a very, very meaningful week for these South Carolina kids.
It is exciting, and it starts this weekend. Is that right?
That's right. Starts this weekend and winds up, I think, on the 30th, and I will be making my way up there with them for the closing ceremony, so always look forward to that, Blanche, and I think we're right up there for that.
Once it's done, I look forward to getting a recap to everything that took place. This is just, of course, another sign that things are getting back to quote-unquote normal when the Commissioner's School of Agriculture can get back underway at Clemson. So this is good news. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.